Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm the Reverend Dr. John Shear. I'm the pastor at Third Presbyterian Church in the Enos Park area of Springfield, Illinois. We are glad to be on the radio this morning to bring you a half-hour worship service. As we begin this worship service this morning, our praise team will be leading us in a hymn. The hymn is titled Trust and Obey. It's a familiar hymn to most folks. It was written back in 1887 by a John Sammis. John Sammis was a Presbyterian minister, and he put the words together to this song, Trust and Obey. Listen now to the Third Presbyterian Church praise team as they sing Trust and Obey. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we gather this day to worship you. We gather to hear your word, to hear your message, and to listen to the music that moves our souls. Lord, open up our minds, our hearts, and our souls this day as we worship you. Guide and direct us so that we can truly be your faithful servants. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading for today's program is taken from the book of Galatians, the third chapter, verses 23 through 29, and I'll be reading in the New International Version. So in Christ, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. May God bless to us the reading of this, his holy word this day. Amen. Thank you for listening this morning to the broadcast and worship service from Third Presbyterian Church. We're in the downtown Springfield area in the Enos Park area. You're listening to this on Sports Radio 1450. 1450 AM and 92.3 FM. I now invite you to listen to an a cappella rendition of a wonderful song called His Name is Wonderful. Please listen as our praise team does the a cappella version of this song.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
Before I begin my sermon this morning, let me introduce the subject. A few weeks ago, I was invited to participate at our neighborhood grade school in Enos Park on a Dr. Seuss festival. They invited people to come and read their favorite Dr. Seuss book. It was in honor of Dr. Seuss's birthday, which he would have been 116 years old this year. So I took my favorite Dr. Seuss book, The Sneetches. I love that story because I think it has a huge theological value. It teaches us an important lesson based upon Galatians 3, 23 through 29. It's kind of a fun book to read. And so I've written a sermon today based upon this book, in this book called The Sneetches. Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words that come from my mouth and the meditation which falls on all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and remind us today that you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. Listen now to the opening of the Sneetches. Now the star-belly Sneetches had bellies with stars. The plain-belly Sneetches had none upon theirs. Those stars weren't so big. They were really so small. You might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the star-belly Sneetches would brag, "We're the best kind of Sneetch on the beaches." With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. "We'll have nothing to do with the plain-belly sort." And whenever they met some, when they were out walking, they'd hike right on past them without even talking. When the star-belly children went out to play ball, could a plain-belly get in the game? Not at all. You only could play if your bellies had stars, and the plain-belly children had none upon ours. When the star-belly Sneetches had Frankfurter roasts or picnics or parties or marshmallow toasts, they never invited the plain-belly Sneetches. They left them out in the cold and the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near, and that's how they treated them year after year. Those are the first 180 words of Dr. Seuss's book called The Sneetches. It obviously talks about a divided society. In fact, in several interviews, Dr. Seuss suggested that he had written this book about the differences and difficulties and dividedness in our society. That was written in 1953. Well, it seems like today we still have our differences and difficulties in our society. So I think this book is very appropriate for us, especially when we tie it into our reading in Galatians. Now, this story has a guy named Sylvester McMonkey McBean, and he shows up with quite a machine. For just $5, you can put stars on your belly. So the starless Sneetches had a solution to appear just as equal to the ones who had stars. Well, they lined up with their money and they walked in and out of this machine so that they would have stars on their bellies as well. Of course, then the ones who had stars at the beginning saw that they were no longer different. But wait, for just $10, Sylvester McMonkey McBean would allow the machine to remove your star. So they went through the machine and their stars were removed. Well, you can imagine now the chaos that breaks loose. Here's what Dr. Seuss says. The fix-it-up Chappie kept fixing up Sneetches. Off again, on again, in again, out again. Through the machines they raced round about again. Changing their stars every minute or two, they kept paying money. They kept running through. Until neither the plane nor the star bellies knew whether this one was that one or that one was this one, or which one was what one, or which one was who. Then when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-it-up Chappie packed up and he went. And he laughed as he drove in his car up the beach. They'll never learn, no, you can't teach a Sneetch. The scripture that we read this morning was written by the Apostle Paul, who is writing to a series of churches in a region called Galatia, hence the title of the letter, Galatians. Galatia is part of what we consider to be modern Turkey. Now, Paul, in this letter, has gotten a little testy with these churches. It seems that these churches had a different opinion about baptism and circumcision, and they were convinced that their way was right and everyone else was wrong. They had become sneetches with stars on their bellies, and anyone who was not like them, then they were being excluded from the church. In the verses we read for today, Paul makes the first claim, we are all children of God. We share the same Creator, and as such, we are entitled to be equal heirs to God's grace. In those days of the Galatians, if you were arrested and put in jail for a crime, no matter how severe your crime, it was written out on a piece of parchment and nailed above your prison cell. When your time had come to be released, the prison guard would write "Tetelestai" on your parchment, and you were released. The word "Tetelestai" meant paid in full, and you were once again allowed to be back in society. In those days, no matter what your crime was, no matter how severe or how insignificant, once you were released, you were an equal part of society. You were to tell us stay. If you look at John chapter 19, verse 30, we find Jesus hanging on the cross near his death. And in the verse preceding, he's offered some wine vinegar on a sponge. It was listed up to him in a hyssop plant. It says, after drinking, Jesus uttered these famous words, "It is finished." If you look at the Greek, the words used there are "tetelestai." So the death of Jesus becomes a moment in history when all of our debt from sin is paid in full. Listen to these words that were written just before the scripture we read. Christ paid the price to free us. And later it says, so that the blessings promised to Abraham would come to all people of the world through Jesus Christ. Tetelestai. Would this salvation come to sneetches with stars? Yes. How about sneetches with none on theirs? Yes. Did Christ pay the price for us? Yes. How about people who live in homeless shelters? Yes. How about people who are struggling in their relationships? Yes. How about people who are facing health issues or money issues? Yes. How about people who are well-educated? Yes. How about people who have passed on getting an education? Yes. You see, the salvation brought to us by Jesus Christ shows no difference no matter who you are. The salvation of Jesus Christ is there for everyone. In fact, Jesus instructs us in Mark 12:31 that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. But certainly in today's society, we often hear the same question that was asked in Scripture, who is my neighbor? I grew up in South St. Louis City, and I lived in a fairly homogeneous neighborhood. Everyone was the same. We were the same color. Most of the moms stayed at home while most of the dads had blue-collar jobs that started early in the morning and put them home about 3:30 in the afternoon. We had an alley behind our house where all the kids would play. We were all the same. We had stars on our bellies. But that's not how life nor neighborhoods are today. I grew up with neighbors like me, but that's really not the way life is anymore. The Apostle Peter stood before a crowd and said in the beginning of the chapters of the book of Acts, God does not show favoritism. Peter must have remembered that the scroll written in the book of the Torah from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17 read this, "For the Lord your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of lords. He is the great God, the Almighty and the awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed." Paul must have remembered that same thing when he wrote in the book that he sent to Rome, Romans 2:11, that God does not show favoritism. And it was most certainly on his mind when he wrote this letter to the churches in Galatia. He tells them there's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. The Sneetches, in Dr. Seuss's story, wasted all their money trying to be different because in their mind, different was better. But in the world of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we are all the same. We are all equal. No one is better than anyone else. In fact, I think there are four important teachings in Scripture. We are all sinners. We are all powerless against our own sin. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus paid that price, and that makes us all the same. We are all children of God. So in these days of COVID-19, we recognize that this horrible disease shows no favoritism. It attacks all people everywhere. And so perhaps we should take a lesson from Paul's writing to Galatia and from Dr. Seuss and the Sneetches. We can run around and try to be different from one another, but in the final analysis, we are all children of God. We've all been created by God, and we're really all the same. Well, Dr. Seuss said you can't teach a Sneetch, but maybe we can be taught by God's word. At least that's what Father Peter Schultes got. He was the pastor of St. Brendan's Church in the south of Chicago. The area around the church had a variety of ethnic groups, a huge disparity in income and a higher than normal rate of crime. Everyone was not the same. It was the early 60s, and after a little bit after the publishing of the Sneetches, Father Schultes wanted desperately to bring his now mixed congregation together and to reach out into the neighborhood, and he suddenly one day read John 13:15, which said this, "Greater love has no one than this, but he lay down his life for a friend." He was reminded that in the early church, what had so much influence on non-believers was those who experienced faith and were willing to love one another. And so, Father Schultes writes, "We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love." Today, my challenge to you is that we really are the same. For we are all children of God. And as such, particular in these days, we need to reach out to our neighbors near and far. We can't physically do that at this moment, but we can certainly do it spiritually. We can certainly do it through electronic media. And we can certainly make phone calls and send letters. Because we are all the same. We are one in the Spirit. Thank you, Dr. Seuss. Thank you, Sneetches. And thank you, God, for loving each one of us without prejudice and helping us to care about one another and not worry about whether we have stars on our bellies or not. We are all children of God. Amen and amen. Now I would like to introduce the Third Presbyterian Church praise team, who will sing the song, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." That was Third Presbyterian Church's praise team singing "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." Certainly, the world out there looks for Christians to be examples. Certainly, the world looks for us to be examples of love. The message today reminds us that we are all the same. We're created in the image of God. We're all God's creatures, creations, and as a result, we are all equal. So let's spend some time showing the world that we're Christians by our love. As we end our program for today, I'd like you to listen to a couple of songs done a cappella by the Third Presbyterian Church Praise Team. I do also want to mention that a big thank you goes out to Seth Hood, who was our engineer in putting this program together. Now I invite you to just sit back and listen to two a cappella songs done by our praise team. The first one is called "Christ, We Do All Adore Thee." The second one is called "Down by the Riverside."
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
It's certainly been wonderful worshiping with you this morning. Thank you so much for listening. We are Third Presbyterian Church, located in the Enos Park neighborhood of the downtown Springfield area. If you would like some more information about our church, or if you would like to contribute to the ministry that we're doing, you know, we're doing a variety of different things in this in these days when we have to be nested in our homes. So we're doing this radio show, we're doing a PowerPoint downloaded Bible study, and we're also doing a Facebook worship service on Sunday mornings. So if you would like to support the efforts that we're doing to continue to get the gospel message out, the word of God out to the people, if you'll go to our website, which is third-presbyterian.org, third is spelled out T-H-I-R-D, so T-H-I-R-D-presbyterian.org, that will get you to the home page of our website. If you simply scroll all the way down to the bottom and you can hit the donate button, that will take you to a confidential website where you can make a donation to help out the ministry efforts here at Third Presbyterian Church. Thank you again for listening to us today, and we will be back again next Sunday. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Amen.